Now, these are all ways of showing how the human being seems to transcend and surpass himself when he tries to find out who or what he is deep down inside. He cannot penetrate this inner world. It silences his clever intellect, shuts up his thinking. For before one has done or achieved anything at all, whether good or evil, one's sheer existence is simply unbelievable. Myself almost scares the wits out of me, because it's no longer little old me. But the astonishing intelligence which I observe when I look at nerve fibers under a microscope. Heaven above, heaven below, stars above, stars below, all that is over, under shall show. Happy who the riddle readeth. Now, you cannot preach about wonder. You cannot tell people that they ought to wonder, that they should be teased out of thought. Either you are or you aren't. All you can say is look into yourself, and you may be amazed, or you may not. Beyond amazement, you may realize that you are that, or you may not. For if you can't see it by looking straight at it, no amount of words will make it any clearer. This realm of experience is regarded exclusively from the dualistic standpoint of good and bad, success and failure, pleasurable and painful. But now it is seen that the configurations of this world may also be seen in just the same way as the configurations of the stars. Without ceasing to be pleasurable and painful, it is also perfect and miraculous at every moment. No effort, no human contribution is required to make it so. But if we make any attempt to feel this to be so, the feelings so constructed will not only be artificial and shallow, like all cultivated religiousness, we shall also fail to see that our everyday feelings and experiences are miraculous just as they are, before we make any attempt to recognize it. Once again, this is no matter for preaching, for saying what ought to be done. There is nothing to do, for this is the way things are of themselves. Either you see it or you don't. And if you don't, the very not seeing is also it. Of course, we are habitually afraid that any such view of our ordinary existence will obliterate the moral and social conscience. There are indeed people who adopt this as a philosophy to justify their economic status quo. I call this the wisdom of insecurity for others. But as soon as a man knows that he is really free to be just what he is, that his existence is wholly of itself, beyond good and evil, here is a man to whom we can preach and say, listen, now that you are free, this is what you ought to do.